Our text for this evening's meditation is from 1 Peter, these words, "You who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." So our text, you may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, last week I mentioned how Advent might be the most confusing of church seasons. Why? Why is Advent the most confusing of church seasons? Well, because interwoven throughout the entire season of Advent are three themes, three arrivals, three Advents. The arrival of Christ on Christmas, the arrival of Christ in our hearts, and the arrival, the Advent of Christ on the last day. Well, I suppose that's not too confusing. But then came the somewhat obscure, the unfamiliar liturgy of evening prayer. First run through last week, especially in the early service, was a bit rough. How could it not be? I mean, how often do we use that liturgy? And it's not like it's amazingly user-friendly. And then, well, there's the preparations that are going on, the preparation by the choir for Christmas, preparation by the children for the Christmas program, preparation of all of us, parties at work, parties at school, parties at friends, parties with families, and there's the concerts galore. What about basketball, hockey, swimming? Let's mention shopping, travel, wrapping gifts, more travel, decorating, cooking. The point. Season of Advent, complicated as it is theologically, falls at a time in the year that makes it also complicated socially, economically, and even topographically. Okay, that last one was a little bit of a stretch. In other words, life in December is complex enough as it is here in Minnesota. Why then the complexity of Advent? Solution? Well, we'll just figure it out. We'll figure out the season of Advent, the catch, that one bit of information that brings it all together for us in a few words, and thus we can tuck all the themes of Advent away nicely and neatly in our minds and get that shopping done. But unfortunately, we can't do that. We just can't do that. We cannot summarize nicely and neatly the arrival of Christ in Bethlehem and in our hearts and on the last day and comprehend it completely with just a summary. We'd like to, but we can't. Kind of like the dilemma Christy and I had a couple of weeks ago with the question of how we're going to get our son home from college, from a college 7.5 hours away. I mean, we wanted a nice, we wanted a clean, we wanted a neat solution. There wasn't one. The solution was 4 trips of 7.5 hours each. He's got a ride home for Christmas. Advent presents us with a similar dilemma. We want its themes to be simply grasped, but they cannot be. Let's go even further then. Christianity in general presents us with the same challenge. We want everything that is Christianity to be grasped easily, understood completely and comprehended fully, but it just cannot be, even by the greatest of theologians. Show us the Father. Remember that question asked by the disciple Philip? Show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus' answer, don't you get it? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Now, if we're honest, we'd need to admit that the answer of Jesus is absolutely mind-blowing, beyond comprehension, way above our capability of understanding. And now to all this confusion, let's add our lives. Let's add our inability to fully understand Christianity. Let's add to that the complexity of each and every one of our lives, of our challenges, our struggles, our questions, our nagging issues, our dilemmas, our fears, our hopes, and our downright realities. Now, putting all of these things together, themes of Advent, our myriad of December responsibilities, questions of Christianity beyond our capabilities, and the day-to-day challenges of our lives, and what do we have? Well, we have a Dagwood of a thought sandwich that is just too big too massive, too ginormous, as the kids say today, for us to swallow intellectually or any other way. As Clay likes to say, just the scope of the challenge before us is simply incomprehensible. But the essence of Christianity, of our Christian life, is not comprehensibility. The essence of Christianity, our Christian life, is not comprehensibility. Christianity is not all about being able eventually to comprehend everything there is to know about Advent, to know about Jesus, to know about society, to know about life, our life. Christianity is instead a life of faith. Faith? Yes, faith. And what is faith but believing that which cannot be fully known? Christianity is a life of faith in the Son of God, Jesus, a life of faith that Jesus is our Savior from the world as in the devil, the world, and our flesh. Last week we noted that Jesus is the Savior of the world, meaning the Savior of all the people of the world. This week we note that Jesus is our Savior from the world, the Savior from the world's complexities. The world's complexities that overwhelm and confuse and muddle up our minds, our thinking as we try somehow to make it all fit together intellectually, and when we can't, what do? We check out. We disconnect. We withdraw. I mean, if we cannot understand it all, season of Advent, Christianity, or life in general, then why even try? But again, Christianity is not about understanding it all. It's about living by faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And it is in living by faith in Jesus that we actually are guarded intellectually. We're actually guarded intellectually. Our minds are guarded so that our salvation in Jesus, our eternal salvation, remains secure. That's what our text says. You see, the world demands answers to the questions it poses. You remember that the Greeks, the New Testament, the Greeks had the same issue. The Greeks sought wisdom, sought it constantly. The Jews, they sought signs. And what was Paul, the Apostle Paul's answer to such wisdom-seeking, such sign-seeking? Christ, the power of God. Christ, the wisdom of God. Well, to the world which demands answers this time of year, answers about Christmas, about suffering, about love, the answers about life. Christ, the answer of God. Christ, the answer of God. That is, in Christ, believing in Christ, living through faith in Christ, we have what we need to understand. We are being kept guarded even in our minds by the Holy Spirit, who daily would put all of our questions, the questions raised by the world mostly, in the perspective of Christ, of living by faith in Christ. And in that, we are assured every single day that through faith in Christ we have the forgiveness of sin, we have then peace with God, and also the assurance that the challenges of life that we faced are not punishments, the result of failures, wrong understanding, but trials undergone in order that our faith in Jesus may grow and become stronger day after day after day. So an easy way to think of faith. Well, faith is like a car which the Holy Spirit has placed us. Car driven by Jesus down the road of life. Faith, you see, binds us heart and soul and mind to Jesus, our Savior. And as He drives, we ride along, looking at all the things we're driving through. Bad weather conditions, heavy traffic, darkness, dangerous roadways, all metaphors, of course, for our lives. The Bible doesn't use the same idea, that of the car, for Christian faith, but it does talk about the body of Christ, as in we're all members of the body of Christ, with Christ being the head. And here we can think of that wondrous verse, our lives are hidden with Christ in God. The Bible also talks about how we're collectively the bride of Christ, and where our groom is, Christ is, that's where we are. And we can mention the boat in which the disciples were struggling until Jesus was in the boat with them. Faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is given to us by the Holy Spirit as a gift to guard us, to guard our minds as we travel through life. Our Lord and Savior Jesus being the driver of the spiritual car we find ourselves in. Now, as a kid, I spent a lot of time riding in our car, a 1973 Ford LTD station wagon, green. My spot, being the fourth child, was in the way back. behind the back seat. And we went all over the place, all over the country, and I often simply didn't know where we were going and how we were going to get there and how soon we were going to get there and what the there actually was when we arrived. But I was in the car. I completely trusted the driver, who was my father. And yes, I would ask questions about the car and about the roads we'd travel on, about the things we'd see, and I'd question when we would travel through storms, and I enjoyed singing with my siblings, which is often what we did in the car when we were traveling. It was nice to know, it's comforting to know, to comprehend. But what allowed it all to take place was simply being in the car. My father took care of the rest. Where we were going, when we were going, how fast we were going, when we would stop. Yeah, I would ask, but he would know. Just being in the car was enough. But believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior from sin and death and from the world which always wants to know, well, that's enough. And it actually guards us, the Spirit-wrought faith. It guards our minds from dismay, despair, when we simply cannot know. And it's not that we cannot ask and inquire and study, but knowing the Son, believing the Son of God, grasping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in faith, that's enough. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise.